On it's August 3rd, 2010. We're back with episode 14, I think it is. I always forget to check before we actually start recording, but for we'll just say it's 14, and if it's
It's
not,
14.
which it
Yeah,
is,
it's definitely 14.
okay, cool, awesome. I always forget to check. So we're back with another episode of the Warp Zone podcast. With me, as always, Bobby Holt
Hello.
and Tom Price.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Matt Calamia, and this is the first episode on the new website. Hopefully you guys out there have checked out the new and improved Warp Zone. It's now at thewarpzonegaming.com. No more WordPress and stuff like that, which feels great. It's like
So
a
you're telling me we actually pointed up money for a URL.
Yes, we
Yeah,
did.
we did.
Well,
Ridiculous.
or we're about to. I think we're on like a two. Are we on a like a demo right now, or whatever,
We're on
a
the
trial?
Squarespace demo, but we pointed up money for the domain name.
Okay, so there we go. So, pretty awesome. And I think I think the site looks great. We're still trying to figure it out and add some stuff to it. We actually have a forum now, which is cool. So you guys can go over there and post questions to us and to other board users and socialize a bit. Excuse me.
As someone dies in the background.
Yeah.
Are
Sorry
we
about that.
gonna have to host this podcast by ourselves?
Maybe one day we'll get cough buttons.
Yeah, maybe. I don't have that
That'd
right
be
now,
ridiculous.
but there was something in my throat. But so yeah,
It's gone now.
we're really excited about the new site. It was something we had been talking about for a while, but never actually did. And so far, I think the reactions have been pretty positive, and I'm just looking forward to keep using it. Like for me, this was like a breath of fresh air, because now it's like I really, not that I wasn't really interested in posting anymore, but it was just like, all right, what can I post? What can I post? I want to use a new site. I don't know if it's been like that for you guys, but I've been looking forward to posting stuff, so.
Yeah, I'm
Definitely.
glad because it took me a while to get everything the way I wanted it, and it's
Yeah.
still not the way I want it.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna continue to grow.
We need to get a new banner. Totally does not match
Oh
anymore,
yeah.
in my
Yeah,
opinion.
yeah. So we gotta work on that. We got
I'm
a lot of
off
stuff to work
tomorrow,
on.
so I'll probably be working on it.
Yep, and if you want to see it continue to grow, actually we took it down. We had a donate button on there if anybody wanted to
Did we
donate.
really?
Yeah,
We'll put it
I'll get
back
it
up.
back up. But if anyone
If anybody wants to throw us some cash, that'd be awesome. And
Even a dollar. I'd be happy with a dollar.
yeah, and you know what? If you do it, maybe we'll
Give you a
help
shout
you
out.
up. So yeah, something. We'll
The
do
least.
something. Yeah, we'll do something if you send us your money. But if you don't want to, that's fine also. So, unlike last week, not a big game released this week, but you guys are still trucking on StarCraft. We have a few StarCraft stories up on the blog now. Actually, we only have one up right now. The other one was on the old site, but you can still access that. But we have a cool little story from Bobby on 10 ways to get better at StarCraft 2, and then we had StarCraft Impressions, and our new correspondent or contributor, whatever you want to call him, Ty, is working on a review right now for StarCraft 2, and so that should hopefully be up tonight. And if not, then sometime tomorrow, maybe one of you guys can edit it because I will be on vacation. Actually, no, it's yeah, I will be on vacation, so we'll have that up. So it's pretty cool. A lot of good stuff happening. But you guys want to talk more about StarCraft 2? Is it, a week later, is it still as good as you thought it was, or is it better, or is it worse? How do you guys feel a week into the StarCraft 2 hysteria?
Tom, go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts on single player.
Single player just gets better and better every time. Every time I play it, like all the mission, like I just like did a train like robbing mission, which like is crazy. I never even expected anything like that to happen. But, like you just like basically chase this train around, destroying it, trying to find the right one that like has what you need on it. And like it just like all the creativity in all the missions is just it's crazy. It's way more than I ever expected. How far did you get into it?
I was at three missions last week. I'm at like eight now. Every time I go to play single player, like four people chime online, I end up playing multiplayer.
See, the problem is I only have one person on my friends list.
I'll be your
And,
friend.
like, you will?
Yeah, I'll be your friend.
That means a lot to me. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm sure, like, all my friends who played StarCraft 1 still haven't, like, they're probably most likely will get it eventually, but haven't done it yet. So it's, like, just a matter of time. But, yeah, I'm three missions from the end right now, and it's just, It's getting pretty crazy. The climax is quickly coming. Did you know there was a mini Protoss campaign?
No.
Yeah, one of the main Protoss guys shows up on your ship and just gives you a crystal. So, like, you get, like, five missions where you play as, like, the Protoss.
Did you see about the... Is that... That's not the hidden missions, right?
That's not the what?
There's a hidden mission.
I don't think so.
I don't know. There's, like, a way to get to it, but you can get... There's, like, one hidden mission in the game. And you can only get to it, like, the first time you play through.
Really?
Yeah, if you have a still have, like, a save. So if you have, like, an autosave from, like, the one mission, let me see if I can find it. There's, like, all, like, tutorials and stuff online on how to do it.
It's just, like, a mission that, like, you... It's, like, a mission you unlock or something. Do you know what it is?
I'm trying to find right now. There is... Yeah, there's a secret hidden mission, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, you don't really see that happening that often.
No, it's... I don't know really why they did it. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like if you make spend the time making a mission, you'd want your, you know, everyone to get to play it.
Yeah, there's a trick you have to do before you go to the char missions. I don't know if that rings a bell to you.
That's where I am now.
Okay. If you're already at those missions or finished the campaign, you have to load the game back to the last mission before that one to do this trick in the media blitz mission. You complete it, then play the secret mission. But...
What is the secret mission? I don't know, maybe I did it, I don't know.
It's called Piercing the Shroud, and you play it with Raynor and some units. I won't spoil any details, blah, 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 blah. Apparently you play as Raynor and you just destroy shit.
Sounds
kind of awesome.
The last Protoss mission, you basically one of the like mission objectives is kill 1,500 Zerg, which
awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy mission. But yeah, like they totally like blow out this, like it's the scale on which like a lot of these battles take place is just like ridiculous.
So I'm like just kind of watching the one mission, the secret one. You play as Raynor in a Thor, and just destroy shit.
those things are crazy.
Oh yeah, like in multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
If someone masses those, you're pretty much screwed, because they can do anything.
It's so funny listening to you guys talk, like not knowing anything about what you're saying, and like you guys laughing at a joke, and it's just like, yeah, that's
I don't care.
Yeah, but continue. I'm still listening.
you said you were playing the Zerg, right?
Playing as Zerg or playing the Zerg?
No, like last time you said you were mostly playing as Zerg, like in multiplayer.
Oh yeah, because I was trying them out because I suck at Zerg, and now I realize that I still suck at Zerg. So like the last 20 games I played as Toss.
Oh yeah.
Just because
what's like your main like go-to unit?
Protoss definitely.
No, I mean like their unit that you like. Oh. Like your,
Lately I've been just doing Stalkers with Blink. And just destroying people.
Oh yeah.
Cause I'll just mass out four gateways, and then I'll have a warp prism right near, or a pylon, either one. If I use a warp prism, right near their base, and just mass in stalkers and blink in. Cause with blink, you can only go from where you are to a spot you've seen before. Mm-hmm. So if I get an observer and I put it in a corner, I can blink into the back of their base, and they have no idea, and just destroy all their workers.
That's great. That's kind of like what I try to do with the Reapers sometimes. They're like the little like Marines with jetpacks, just like find a spot that like they could jump up like to the next level, like close to their workers and just like wreak havoc on their economy.
Yeah, Reaper rushes are really deadly, especially against Zerg.
Yeah.
Because like they try to pump out Zerglings, but if they don't get them out in time, you could just wreak havoc on their drones.
Yeah. Well, it takes a little while to get to those Reapers.
It does.
They're pretty expensive too.
If you get, like, really good at quickly getting to them, you can win a lot of games in, like, the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, if I No, go ahead.
If I play, like, a 3v3, and I'll be doing, say, if you catch one of the guys teching up, and you go to Reapers, you'll just destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're too quick to actually do anything. Especially against Protoss, because Zealots can't catch them.
Yeah, they're fast. And then you could even, like, do a speed upgrade on them again. Like, you can't really... And they're really good against buildings. It's kind of shocking.
Yeah, they throw that grenade and it destroys everything.
Yeah. If they could attack, like, air units, I think they'd be the best thing in the game.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. It's just like they take very little damage. Like they go down real quick.
They're weak.
If you get like two stalkers, you can take out like three reapers pretty quick if you can catch them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I like using sentries, and I just force field them into a corner, and that's always funny because they can't do anything.
But I need to do. I plan on doing a lot more multiplayer. I probably did like seven practice missions, and I lost like two or three. So I'm not doing terrible.
Okay.
But, I'm looking forward to finishing single player because it's getting pretty chaotic in there.
I start playing that.
I was watching on Giant Bomb. Brad Shoemaker had like a little vlog. I don't know if you guys saw it on StarCraft, and he said that like when you start it up, you have to like play like four ranked matches or whatever to see.
You play five placement matches.
That's what it is. Okay, so what did you guys get placed in? Just out of curiosity.
I haven't done 1v1 yet, which I have.
That's what that is.
Well, no, you could do 1v1, 2v2, 3v3, and 4v4. I just haven't had the time to play 1v1, but I think my 4v4 was the first thing I did, and we're in bronze, which is second to worst because it's copper, bronze,
silver, gold,
platinum, diamond, or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And then, but like diamond players are amazing, so
They're
comprised of South Koreans only.
Yeah.
And 3v3 was silver, 2v2 is silver.
Okay, so
which is
like
bullshit because
right.
I was 4-1 and I should be higher.
So you're like right in the center of the rankings. That's good.
It's weird because like you get matched up against people, and then on the top of the bar it'll show if you're favored or not favored. Apparently, I always play people that are like gold league, so we're slowly moving up. We're like 10-5.
There you go. And Tom, what are you playing the single player on? What difficulty?
Just normal. It was just because I wanted to kind of breeze through it to try to get a review up. But apparently now we got this new Thai guy.
Well, I mean,
play through games in no time.
Wait, if you want to review it,
I'm just being a jerk. I haven't even because before you even like get ranked or everything, you could choose to do practice matches, and they give you 50 practice matches that don't rank you in any way.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so like I just did that, and I'm like, I've only done like the first 10 of those, and then but it gives you the option to bail on practice at any time.
Yeah,
so
I skip those.
Is practice against a computer, or is that against?
No, it's against other people.
Okay,
like
so
I think
it's
kind of
like exhibition matches.
Yeah, basically, it's kind of like a mixed bag. Like I said, I cream like most of the people I crush, like I kill them in the first 5-10 minutes, but then like I get these other people that are like obviously don't need to be practicing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they match that in any way.
It's interesting because like when you first start the game up and go to multiplayer, it says, "Do you want to do these practice missions?" And if you hit no, you can never go back into them. So I feel like people just are like, who are like gold players, are just beating up on kids or doing practice missions.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not
cool.
True. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna have to after I beat this multiplayer, I'm gonna skip all my other 40 practice matches and just go for it.
Yeah, you just gotta get your feet wet. A lot of times, like people, they're not that good. Like people complain when you rush them, but it's like everyone rushes people on BNet.
Yeah, there's not a. I mean, the thing is you just gotta know how to stop it. Like Terran, they just gotta build some stuff in front of their exit.
Yeah.
Zealots just freaking put two zealots by your pinch point, and like it'll be okay.
Yeah, like if a Terran player doesn't make wall off or like put a choke in, he'll get destroyed because you can't really. He can make units quickly, but he can't get to the point of making good units quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you mass Marines, all right, but if you mass Marines with Marauders, it's so tough to beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that Marauder ball with concussion, it's ridiculous.
It's amazing.
But that's
one of the best things about StarCraft. Almost every unit seems like they have something amazing to them.
Yeah.
It seems like it should break the game, but it doesn't.
Like, even Battlecruisers, which were like the best unit you could get, and like you could pretty much depends if you micro them, you could destroy them so quickly.
Yeah,
you just because they're not very good against like Marines. So if you just have a group of Marines and you just target fire, you could take them down in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, the thing is they're slow, but once they hit like if there's one thing you need them to hit, they'll just like pummel it.
Yeah, especially if you hit them with like
the Yamato beam,
EMP blast.
Yeah. Oh, that thing. Yeah.
If you get a ghost and just EMP blast everything, they lose all their shields.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. But, like, it's like there's always a hard counter for something.
Mm-hmm.
There's never like, it's oh, this rock, breaks paper, the game. I still think Zerg's the best to play if you can play them. But
they're just so different. Like, yeah, I can't even wrap my head around it.
It doesn't make sense that their workers turn into their buildings. Exactly. I don't get it.
Yeah, like, I'm playing Terran, and I expect, like, you know, oh, I'm just going to make these workers, and these are all the workers I'm going to need. It's like, oh, wait, fuck, I got to keep making them, because I got to keep making buildings.
That's my problem that I've worked on. It's like, you should have 30 units for your base, like, before you expand. And I'm always at, like, 20. And there's, like, if I had 10 more, I could be getting so many more minerals, because you want 3 on pretty much every mineral patch and on the simulators, if you're Protoss or refineries or whatever the hell Zerg calls them. I don't even know.
Extractors, I think.
Yeah. But I have to make...
One of the only things I don't like about StarCraft is that the single player... Excuse me. Single player, they have so many upgrades that you just can't get. Like, in the campaign, you can get it so you don't need a worker to extract Vespian gas. It just does it automatically.
Yeah, like
crazy stuff like that.
They don't have... I wish we had medics and fire bats, flame bats, whatever they're called.
All in the single player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good units, too.
Units, like, just, like, weird, crazy, like, it, like, not needing a worker to mine gas is just, like, ridiculous.
That would
sounds so simple.
You're like, oh, I don't have to mine gas? Fine, whatever, this game's a lot easier.
Exactly.
But I like that you have to in multiplayer.
No, it totally makes sense for multiplayer, but just, I've been playing so much of the single player, so when I go over to the multiplayer, I'm like, fuck, where's all this all the really awesome stuff?
Yeah, going from single player to multiplayer, I think, is going to be very difficult for some people. Because I know a lot of people buy it to play single player, and like, they dabble in multiplayer and just get rolled.
StarCraft 2 is not the game to dabble in.
No, you got to put your heart and soul into it.
Yeah.
I think I've watched like 100 pro matches.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're amazing.
Are you going to be buying it, Matt?
Probably not, to be honest. Like I said, my computer, I mean, I get, like you guys said, it may be running it, but, I mean, I don't know. Probably not. I know Joe actually just picked it up today.
Really?
So, yeah, maybe he can jump on next week and you guys can talk more about it.
Please.
But I don't know. I never played, like, an RTS, like a true RTS. I played a few, like, you know, small ones, but...
This is the one to try, because it's kind of leaps and bounds in front of a lot of other things.
Maybe I will. I'll see... What?
If I could find you another...
That one said it was actually, like, taken. Yeah. But I'm sure I can find one online. I'll code to play it. You know, like a free trial. I'll look around online and just ask around. But you know what, maybe I'll try it out and then maybe pick it up. Actually, you know what, I can get one from Joe, because he just bought it, so...
Yeah, because I think you, even if you don't like the multiplayer, I think you would probably really like the single player.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a lot of RPG stuff in it that you'd probably be digging.
Yeah, I'll try it out on my computer if he has one.
And you could play it on, like, really, really easy, that it's, like, doesn't even test you.
Yeah.
So you could, like, baby steps in. You could change... the difficulty before each mission, too. So,
that's cool. That is cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So it's not a... What's up?
Have you tried any of the challenges that they have?
Yeah, I tried one of them. Was like, kill something amount of Protoss in such many time. I don't know. It was something like that.
So I was thinking of giving those a shot and see, like, because those are the things from what I've read that's going to be like, oh, here's what's going to prepare you for multiplayer.
My friend was playing one of them where it, like, put him into, like, a mid-game where you teched up to a certain level and you had to defeat the other guy, computer, whatever.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You don't often get to tech up that high when you're playing regular multiplayer games.
Yeah, mostly, like, you get, like, midway, and then if you haven't won by the beginning, there's normally a winner by the end, by the middle.
Because I can count.
Rarely does it go to the end.
I think I've used, like, carriers 3 times in multiplayer. And that's because it was a 3v3, and we were just kind of holding on and dragging it out because it was fun destroying the other guy every time they made hits.
Yeah, I haven't used Battlecruisers once.
My one friend that I play with a ton, who's kind of awesome, I don't know how he does it. Like, I don't make any sense. He'll be like, all right, so I'm just getting my first gateway up. He's like, oh, I have 12 barracks. I was like, what?
Yeah.
How is that possible? He mastered 60 Battlecruisers or some shit in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I could never. do that.
I played an hour-long match last night. That was fun.
That sounds awesome. That's
the point where we were hiding our command centers in the corner of the maps, just like lifting off and hiding them. It was funny.
That's great. All right.
That's a good game.
Yeah. I think that's enough StarCraft 2 for now.
Now I gotta save some for my article, my strategies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was actually you guys should do something together on that. So get both sides.
Yeah, Tom, you play Terran a lot, right?
I do.
You could do the Terran, because I don't really know Terran that. I know a little Terran. I don't know a ton of Terran.
By the way, if you want a secret Terran pro tip, use the scanner they have. It's just like a little tower you put up.
Yep.
That thing is awesome.
Also, switch to Orbital Command Center as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
So you get mules.
The mules, like instant supply depots and scanner, so good.
I give Protoss tip, Chrono Boost everything.
Oh, yeah. I played one game as Protoss, and I saw they had that, and I was like, holy shit. That's amazing.
Chrono Boost. Because I'll just research something, I'll chrono boost it done in like 10 seconds. It normally takes 50.
Yeah, basically what the chrono boost does is when something's researching, Matt, you basically just like, you basically cast the spell on it that makes it research like twice as fast.
Okay.
It's like, but you could cast it on like any building that's building anything. So like you could just like churn guys out like really quickly.
It's really important in the beginning of the match to like chrono boost out zealots and stalkers.
Yeah, it's unfair. That's what it is.
Zerg tip, rush.
Yeah.
Get speedlings and rush.
Yeah. Let's go play right now.
I know, I kind of want to.
Yeah.
You guys been playing anything else, either you guys? Or is it Tom?
When is there time to play anything else, Matt?
With StarCraft.
Tell me that. Exactly.
And I'll toss the question to Bobby. Anything else?
The only thing I want to say about the Madden demo is... they, all like the pre-snap commands, which I was talking about before, are mapped to the D-pad. I don't know if if you guys played a ton of Madden.
I did back in the, I used to when I was younger. Like,
yeah, so
constantly.
If you pressed Y or triangle, if it was like PlayStation, it would open up your hot routes, your cover.
Yeah.
I honestly like do 15 moves before a snap by switching the defensive line, the linebackers, showing blitz and stuff. But with the new strategy pad, you have to press down, which will bring up coverage options. And then, like, right on the analog stick down is, like, man up. One's back off. It's like you can only do two moves before the snap. So I couldn't get my defensive shifted or anything. A lot of people complained. Like, a lot of people complained. To the point where they're patching in the controls around September 9th, which is the first game of the new season. So...
That's how you know a lot of people complained. If EA is like, you know what, yeah, we'll change it.
Yeah.
So
I was even just going to ask, is this something that like only like the top tier Madden people are like use, or is like does Joe Schmo on the street like who buys Madden like once every couple years like use this stuff?
Well, that's the thing. They're patching it in, but you can still choose the original strategy pad. Mm-hmm. So Ian Cummings is the community manager at EA. He had a blog, so. He pretty much broke down the decision why they implemented the strategy pad. And the reason was that, according to their studies or whatever, their research, it was like a billion plays were called that were called incorrectly because someone was flustered when they got into the commands and had no idea what to do. So
that's impressive just that they know that.
That's So they said anytime 50% of the audibles were called because people didn't mean to do it. Something was definitely wrong. Mm-hmm. So say someone would press, so they're on offense and they would want to, change the route of the tight end in the original play. A lot of times they press the button and then they wouldn't know where they were. So sometimes they wouldn't be able to call hike because it was stuck in the screen, or they'd press B or circle, which is the back button for most stuff. But that is
me. I play Madden maybe once or twice every year, and like, at least once I find that screen. I'm like, "What did I just do?"
Yeah, right. That's what
they'll like press B and they'll be like, "Oh, that changed to another wide receiver." So they're still stuck on something, or they'd be trying to press high quickly, they'd be trying to do a different play. And they'd press Y to like hurry up, and that would open up a different menu, and they'd have no idea they're in the menu, and they'd have to use a timeout or something. So they said since so many people were getting frustrated because they didn't know what they were doing, they felt the need to switch into a strategy pad to make it very simple. So,
I sympathize more with that than the other thing, but I could see, like, if you have the option to give them both, why not?
Like, the old options were, like, so second nature to me that, like, during the Madden demo, I would continually press Y to switch my defensive alignment, like, constantly, to the point where it was getting annoying that I couldn't do anything. I'd press L1, R1 to switch my defensive line. It would do nothing. But I think it's good for casual Madden players. And the fact that so many people complained, it shows that if you complain about something, something gets done.
Yeah. So if you don't like it, just have a temper tantrum.
Yeah. Just cry about it on the interwebs and people will fix it.
Yeah. Always works. That's all I've
played. All right, me? I've been playing a lot of Left 4 Dead 2 randomly. I actually watched Zombieland last week, and I was like, you know what? This is like
I saw it too. That movie's awesome.
It was actually fantastic. Just the whole, you know what made the movie with that? Not for spoiling anything, just the Bill Murray scene. That right there just made the movie. But I was like, you know what? Let me play some Left 4 Dead. You know, that's a really fun game. I wouldn't spend $60 on it like I did for the first one. I actually got it off, I think, Gamefly for like $20 or something like that. And it's a lot of fun. I don't have a mic, which kind of sucks. I actually just bought one online about like 2 hours ago when the guy sent it to me already. It's on its way. Finally. It was like $1, and then I just had to cover the shipping. So it came to $3.50 for a mic. So looking forward to getting back into that and actually playing... you know, because, like, there was one time where one of the tank guys attacked me, and, like, nobody knew where I was. And, like, the thing is just, like, raining fists down on me. And, like, I see, like, the skeleton outlines of my teammates, like, running further and further away from me. And I was just like, ah, fuck, I'm done.
Yeah. Left 4 Dead 2 is one of those games that I got and maybe only played for, like, 20 minutes because by the time I got it, my friends were done with it.
Exactly. Like,
it's, like, I'm not going to play that alone.
Yeah. It's fun. It's definitely funner to play with people you know. So, I was playing a little of that. I started Fallout 3. I actually just picked it up randomly on Friday, I think, because it was so dead at my job. They were like, yeah, you can go home for a little while. So I was like, oh, I'll just, you know, check out the mall. So I went to GameStop over there, and they had, like, I think it was, like, $16 or something like that, and it was 50% off. So I actually got it for about $7. So I was like, you know what, if I play it and like it, then alright. If I don't like it, then whatever. So I started Fallout 3 today, and I don't really like it that much. we were talking about it earlier. I probably got about an hour into it, and I was just like, you know, this is... You know, I wasn't anywhere near, like, the game actually starting, so I think I'm not really giving it fair time.
You're still in the vault?
I left the vault. I got to a Metaton, or whatever it was.
Megaton?
Yeah, Megaton. And then they were like, oh, go ask this people. I'm like, I don't really feel like doing this,
You didn't get to the part where you got the option to do something to Megaton? No spoiler.
No,
I think that's been... They told you, like, that's not a spoiler.
No, they... Like, did you guys play it at all?
I did.
Okay. I dabbled.
I owned it, like, a year ago, and I played it for a few hours, and I was like, I got sick of it, so I traded it to somebody for, like, Ratchet and Clank or something like that on the PS3. But anyway, so... I got there and I talked to the mayor and he was like, oh, talk to this guy for this. And I started doing it and I was just like, I'd rather be watching Mad Men. And so I just turned it off and started watching Mad Men instead. But I can see it's one of those games where I don't like it, but I can see why other people like it. There's a lot you can do. There's a lot of customization, you know, like what type of character you want to be and stuff like that. And I've always noticed, I don't know with you guys, and this relates to like an Infamous game and Mass Effect. You know, like when you have the... you know, choices and dialogue trees and stuff like that. I always love, like, the really, like annoying, like, dickhead responses you can give to the other characters. I don't know if you guys remember...
You want to be an asshole.
Exactly. But I never actually choose those. I'm always the nice guy in the games. Yeah. But, like, one of them was when that old lady at your birthday party gives you, like, a poem as your gift. And, like, one of the options is, like, you can't be serious. This is what you're giving me. And I'm always like, oh, I kind of want to say that, but I don't know what'll happen. You know, like, it always... So I'm always, like, nice about it and stuff like that. But I'm going to try and give it more time. Because, I mean, people freaking, like, rave about this game. So, but, wasn't feeling it as much as I had hoped to. It's one of those games that I just wanted to like a lot, but I couldn't.
Same here. That's like one. That's a game that I've like started four times and got to the same point and just like gave up.
Yeah, see, like that. That's a game where I would think that you would love. You would love it for some reason.
I've yet to like any Bethesda game really. Right. I can see why.
Yeah, I can see why
people like it, but it's just not me.
Yeah, it's not me either. I've learned that like when it comes to RPGs, I'm more of just like an old like you know turn based style. Because another RPG I tried to play was The World Ends With You on the DS, and it was just annoying characters. Like it was just like right off the get go, they were throwing so much at you that it was like I played it for about like an hour and a half. And then I put it down and started up the next day, and there was so much stuff that they showed you that I forgot, like, what I had to do. Like, you know, I don't know, you said you played it, so, like, you know, you have to, like, read people's thoughts and stuff like that. I totally forgot you had to do that. And then, like, there's just, like, you know, you use the badges as for the guy's attacks, but then the other girl, you have to, like, do, like, a... Like you know, like a quick time tapping the buttons and stuff like that. It was just like too much going on. I was just
If you haven't heard of this game, this is the game where you have two characters. One fights on the top screen and another fights on the bottom screen at the same time.
Yep, and one of them uses a stylus and the other is just buttons. So it's like
you're playing DDR on the top basically while you're doing movements on the bottom. Yeah. Like I can't split my brain in that way anyways.
Exactly. And then on top of that, like you said, it had annoying music. It was just the same song over and over again on like a loop. I mean
unending. It seemed like 30 seconds.
Exactly. And then I hated the characters. Like they were just like they would argue about every little thing. It's just like I mean it's such a generic like, you know, JRPG style thing. You know, it's made by Square.
Yeah, and it was like moody brooding boy and happy young like over the top girl.
Like the anti-hero who doesn't really want to be here, doesn't want to help, but he really has no choice. It's just like it was just annoying. I was just like, you know what? I'm done playing this game. I played it for like 2 hours. I spent $10 on it because I heard it was awesome. I heard like from a lot of people how good it was, but and it was just annoying. I just like my turn-based RPG stuff.
Games for people have ADD.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how people kept up with it. Like, I was trying to figure out how to work the girl's controls, but like everything I did wasn't right, but it was still telling me that I was doing it correctly, and I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. Like, I kind of
mash buttons.
Exactly. And then I also picked up Kirby Superstar Ultra, which is actually a lot of fun. There was like an FYE by my bank that was like, they're not going out of business. I thought they were, so I asked, which was kind of awkward.
Hey, are you guys closing down?
Because they had signs up for like, you know, 30% off new games, 25% off old off used games. So that's a good indicator that business isn't doing well.
Yeah.
But they're just getting rid of their games. They're not carrying games anymore. So they had Kirby for like $30 and then 30% off. So I got it for like $20. I very rarely see the game around. So I started playing it. It's actually awesome. It's just a bunch of mini games. There's like racing games and stuff like that. But like they have mini like platforming games where like you go from level to level and there's like a little, you know, as much as a story a Kirby game is gonna have, but there's boss battles, you pick up different abilities and stuff like that. It's actually really fun. I'm really happy I checked it out. I actually originally bought John Woo Presents Stranglehold for like $8. I played like two levels of that and I was just like, this is freaking terrible.
And then that's a game I was really excited for. Once it came out, I was like, maybe I don't need to buy you.
Yeah, like, you know what? It's fun. It, you know, it's just like over the top and stuff like that. But then like I got to this one point where like you had to shoot. It was like the Matrix. It like time kind of slows down and you have to move, like, you know, you use the right stick to aim and then your left stick to move your character's body, like, you know, from avoiding the bullets in slow motion. Mm-hmm. But it's you against like seven guys and it's just like you can't keep up with all the bullets. And I was just like, what am I, like, and there was no like difficulty before then and then stuff like this. And I was like, you know what, the game is already getting repetitive, and I'm like 2 hours in, and I was like, you know what, let me just go return it and get Kirby, and I'm definitely happy I made that decision. But it's, you know, I'll tell you guys, it's more by us, Tom. It's the one down by, like, Bob's, you know where Bob's is, the FYE?
Yeah.
Down there, like, everything there is like, dirt cheap, so I'm gonna go back and they had, like, Silent Hill Homecoming, which was a game I wanted to check out, even though I don't like scary games, but they had that for, like, $7. So I'm gonna check out more stuff and hopefully like something. But Kirby's really good. If anybody out there was on the fence about Kirby, definitely pick it up because it's fun.
Kirby, Kirby's one of those games that's always, like, I always forget about, but every time I play a new one, I'm like, oh, wow, this is, like, Kirby is really good.
Yeah, you know what, like,
Kirby's all, the shit.
Yeah, like, all those old, yeah. old, like, Nintendo platformers hold up really well. Like, even if you go back and play, like, the, like, you know, the Super NES ones and stuff like that, like, everything is still really good.
Did either of you guys ever play the N64 Kirby? I was just talking about this with someone today, so I have it on my brain.
No, was that one where you could, like, mix powers?
Yeah, that game was amazing.
That was awesome.
Yeah, like you could get you could suck up two different people and combine their powers to do different things.
Yeah, that's kind of what you can do with this. You have the option of, like, say if there's a guy who, like, you know, spits fire or whatever. I can, like, suck him in, and then, like, you hit, like, the X button or the Y button, one of the top ones, I can't remember, and you can take his power. And then you also, on top of that, have the option, if you don't want to use his power, you can use him as, like, a sidekick where he'll help you fight other people. And it's cool because, like, some parts it's better to use his power, and other times it's good to use him as, like, the enemy as, like, an ally. And then on top of that, you can use him as an ally and then suck somebody else's power up. So now you have a power and you also have, like, you know, an ally to fight with you. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but it's really good.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. And
might have to try it, actually.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I got it for only $20. It's probably new, I guess, 25. Used 25 would be at your store. But
most likely.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. It's good. And yeah, that's all I've been playing. Yeah, I think that is it. Yes, it is. I always feel like there's something else. I played a little more Tiger Woods PGA Tour 07, but not enough or enough interest to actually talk about it. So, yeah, good times.
Oh, I can think of one little mini thing I could play. I posted this on the old site. Did either of you guys try that game, Pond?
Oh, no, you know what? I started it up, and then something, like, came, like, something happened where I closed my browser and then I just forgot to go back to it, but I read your description. It actually sounds like it could be cool, you know, like
it is not what it looks like, and everyone should try it.
Yeah
You wanted to go like a brief overview
of what it is.
Yeah,
it's just like a little flash game where, like, it starts and it's like it's very artsy, very, like, you know, basically you just start, all you can do is like press space bar to make your guy breathe, and when he breathes he walks, and it, like, recommends that you, whenever you breathe, he breathes, you breathe with him, and whenever he breathes out, you breathe out.
That's pretty cool.
That does sound cool. I'm gonna play it.
Play it until you get to the pond, basically, because you'll be pretty surprised, I think.
I'll definitely check it out right when we're done. Actually, this I came across because, sadly enough, once I get back from my vacation, I'm going to sign up for GameFly again, and just to get the new games because I don't want to buy them, just so we can review
back
them.
Back off the wagon.
Back, exactly. It's like an addiction. Like, I think the people at GameFly, when they see that I re-signed up, they're just like, whatever. You know, like, he'll be
canceled. Back.
Yeah, he's back. But you know what? There's a lot of good stuff
coming out.
That's
what they said when Tom quit WoW.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
But no, like, no joke, this is probably going to be, like, my 7th time signing up for GameFly, I think. Like, they don't even give me, like, the $14 special for the first month anymore. They're like, no, that's not happening. But yeah. Anyway, so if you go to GameFly.com, there's a new section. It's called Arcade, and I was just like, oh, what is that? And it's a bunch of just free Flash games, which is actually pretty cool. I mean, you
that
can
is
pick...
Cool, actually.
They have action, adventure, puzzle, RPG, shooter, strategy, and sports / racing. And they're all totally free. It's just like a big arcade. And one game that I came across was actually pretty awesome. It's Super Mario Brothers, the original one, but you can play it with other characters. You have the option to play it as Link. You can play it as Samus. What's the guy from Castlevania? I forget.
Belmont.
Simon Belmont. And you have all of their abilities. So you, like, I played as Samus from Metroid, and yeah, it's called Super Mario Crossover, and you can play as Mega Man, and it's just the exact same game except you're playing as different characters and the guy from Contra. So it's pretty cool, and it's free, and I definitely recommend you guys check it out because it's pretty cool to play through the original Super Mario Brothers as, like, Link or
Do you
Samus.
Need a GameFly account to do it?
I'm not positive, but you can sign up for GameFly and it's free, and I actually recommend that you guys do that in case you ever want to buy games from there, because if you're a member, you can you get free shipping on everything. So that's pretty cool on top of that. But you may have to be a member, but I'm not positive. But it's still pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there's, you know, there's hundreds of arcade games there for you to check out. And but yeah, that was, it was pretty cool. It was interesting. It was, you know, it was kind of like a what if style, like, you know, what if I can use Mega Man here? So yeah. It's pretty cool. I don't know how they did that, but it's still pretty awesome.
Magic. But
it is. It's magic. All right, so I think we're gonna stop here and take a break and come back with news and releases and that's it. And then we'll call it a day. So we'll be back. Okay, and we're back. And me and Bobby just experienced Pond. We were talking about right before the break. It's actually really awesome, especially if you breathe along with it. It's actually pretty fun. I'm kind of lightheaded now because I was just like, you know, trying to hold it in and let it go. But really cool, really funny ending, or catches you off guard for sure.
Yeah, it's not what you're expecting.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No.
Which I actually think makes it that much awesome, like more awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so definitely check that out. Maybe we can link it in the show notes or something like that. Okay, so we're gonna get into some news, and first up, this happened about a week ago, I guess. Nintendo announced that on September 21st they're gonna announce the release date and a price for the Nintendo 3DS. So it's an announcement about an announcement.
We got a release date for the release date.
Exactly. So
I'll take it.
I hate when people do that, but I guess, you know, it builds hype, and yeah, I guess that's basically the only reason people do that. You know what, Apple never does that. They, like, announce something, and it's like, all right, it's out now, and I think,
yeah,
but, yeah.
The people at, what's it called, the people that made the first Bioshock just kind of did that, too, where they were just, like, they put up a teaser website that's just, like, a dark, like, sky with, like, just the moon in, like, with a date. That's it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Do that for Metal Gear Solid or Metal Gear?
Yeah.
That website with a countdown.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of teaser trailers.
Yeah.
Or teaser websites, rather. Yeah, teaser trailers.
Really upset me.
Yeah. I'm the same way. More Nintendo news. They lost $288.4 million in the first quarter of 2010. Excuse me. I'm an idiot. The first quarter of 2010. Which I think ended June 30th. It's the first fiscal quarter, so I think that stuff is always different than everything else. I think we talked about that 1 week on the show. Tom broke it down for us. But so yeah, that's a lot of money though, even if it's a bigger time period. I guess, you know what it is now, their install base is so huge that, like, you know, profits aren't going to go through the roof, but I guess here they're really tanking. I mean,
did they release a new DS?
No, they didn't.
There you go.
Yeah, it's true. But they've always done that stuff where, like, they release a different model. Like, people get on, like, Sony's back sometimes about, like, you know, like the bundles of PSP and, like, you know, the different models of PlayStation. But, like, Nintendo's been doing it for a while. I mean, how many colors did Nintendo 64 come out in? And, you know, like, and Game Boy and stuff like that. So,
they're masters at it.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess eventually it was going to catch up to them. Their install base for the Wii is so big and the DS is so big that it's hard to find people who don't have the two. You know, if you play video games, it's hard to find somebody who doesn't have a Wii or a DS at least.
Yeah.
So I guess it was eventually going to catch up to them, but $288.4 million is a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, they didn't have a new system come out. They didn't have, like, a Pokemon or a Mario game come out.
Yeah.
Or, like, anything like that. Like, they didn't. Like, can you think of one big DS game that came out?
That was
or
first
game
party.
For that matter.
That was first party.
Yeah, sure.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Sure, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, but it's still a lot. I mean, I guess it didn't sell enough units. I mean, Super Mario Galaxy isn't new Super Mario Brothers, which sold through, like, the freaking roof. Because I don't think it has as much of a wide appeal that, you know, it's like I said in my review of New Super Mario Brothers Wii. You know, New Super Mario Brothers. It's hard to say that, like, over and over again.
Yeah.
New Super Mario Brothers. It, you know, appeals to everybody. The 3D Marios really don't. I think, you know, it's hard to teach a parent how to use the analog stick and, like, the nunchuck, whatever it's called. You know, so I guess it doesn't have the same appeal. It obviously isn't going to sell as well. But still, it's still a little surprising. But I guess, like you said, you know, there was no DSi XL or, you know,
yeah,
whatever coming out, and I guess it hurt. But and also, when did the new Wii start coming out?
The that was earlier one. Too, I think.
Yeah,
a while ago.
It was in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, so I wonder if that was for this fiscal year.
I think that was technically Q4 of last year, which means like the first 3 months of this year.
Yeah, I would like to see go back and see what their profits were for that, because I'm sure that shot through the roof.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Nintendo will get it together. I mean, the 3DS is, right around the corner. I mean, people are saying that's going to be March, so I guess that would be, what, quarter three, maybe? Or would that be quarter that'd be quarter one of next year, probably, right? Yeah, March.
Quarter
four. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's right around the corner. I mean, they'll be fine. I mean, they made so much money.
No one's really shedding any tears.
They made so much money through the DS and the Wii thus far that... Yeah, this is bound to happen. But in a strange story, on September 21st, also the same day as the Nintendo announcement, Maryland has called it Civilization 5 Day in honor of Sid Meier. I don't know if you guys play Civilization. Somebody at my job plays it. He said it's like a Risk-type computer game. I never played it.
It's kind of kind of similar to Risk if like they added like 5... or 6 more layers of complexity on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like it's like an RTS game, right?
It's turn-based.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he started making games in Baltimore, Maryland in the early 80s, and I guess not a lot of popular people come from Maryland if Sid Meier is getting his own day.
Yeah.
But good for him, I guess. I don't have a day coming out in Maryland anytime soon, so they shouldn't be making fun of him, so... So good for Sid Meier, if he's listening. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Insomniac, the makers of the Resistance series, said they're gonna have they recently went multi-platform. They're gonna start coming out on different systems. If you don't know what multi-platform means, I don't know why I had to explain that. But
we had all that really intense StarCraft talk in the beginning, but now
Let's
make sure the whole multi-platform.
In my defense, I wasn't part of that StarCraft stuff. So,
that's true.
They're
just gonna hate.
So they said a new PS3 project is going to be announced before PAX, and PAX is September 3rd in Boston. That'd be actually cool to go to. But
yeah, if it wants to send us to PAX,
If it was August 3rd, I think I maybe would have wanted to go more, but school. I'm not even gonna say that. It's like the bad S word. It's coming up, but
it's August already.
I know. It's most likely gonna be Resistance 3. I'm guessing. I don't know what else they're really working on, but
If they said it was a new multi-platform game, I would have been like, all right, well, who knows? But, fact that it said a new PS3 game, it's like, oh well, it can't be Ratchet. One just came out. It's got to be Resistance.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody really cares enough about Ratchet anymore for him to like garner an announcement. But so it's probably gonna be Resistance 3. I wasn't a huge fan of Resistance 2. I liked the first one a lot more. But if they take the same like single player from the first game and just take the multiplayer from the second, I'm on board. But you know what? I watched somebody's review on YouTube today because I just typed in Resistance 3 after I saw this, and Resistance 2. Like somebody came up talking about it, and it brought me. It made me realize what I hated the most about Resistance 2 was the lack of the weapon wheel. Remember in the first game, you can hold as many weapons as you want.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the second one, it got all like more real and stuff like that. You can only hold 2. I hope they go back to the weapon wheel, because I love that. It was like playing Doom or something like that,
because that game like lived and died by its weapons, because
they were so crazy. Because it was more like energy weapons and stuff, like alien weapons, so...
Yeah, you could do like really ridiculous stuff. And like what they did in the second one, since they didn't let you do that, it's like you would walk into a room and there'd be a gun in front of you, and you would know, okay... That's the gun I need to beat this room.
Exactly. It was like...
Yeah, so there was like no like experimenting or anything.
Yeah. I like the first one a lot more than the second.
Same.
Yeah. Sega went the exact opposite direction of Nintendo. They posted about $80 million profit for quarter one. And that's on top of Alpha Protocol not selling well and Iron Man 2 not selling well. But the catch here is that Sega in Japan makes a lot of pachinko machines, and they sell like hotcakes, I guess. So it's, they made a lot of money, but it's not due to large video game sales. So I wouldn't count on a Dreamcast 2 anytime soon. Well, that would
would never count on that.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I think the market is too dominated right now. But
yeah,
someday, hopefully, a Dreamcast 2. Maybe they'll release it on like 9/9/2099 or something like that. we'll never know.
One very far-reaching, far-thinking.
Yeah, looking down the road. Mm-hmm. That's their, like, you know, 100-year plan they got going on. Activision announced today that 20 million copies of the Call of Duty map packs have been sold. So if you do the math, 20 million times $15 each equals a lot of money in Activision's pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
Bobby, you bought, like, half of those, right?
And then I bought more of them.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's
I actually played by myself only. I bought all of them.
Yeah, he just has, like, 50 TVs running in his room, all hooked up to their own Xbox 360, all have their own gamer tag, and he just plays himself.
I run train.
Yep. He plays with, like, you know, his feet and his everything. He taught his dog how to play.
I'm kind of good.
Yeah. He gets a lot of practice, but that's a lot of amazing money. Yeah, that's a lot of buys.
Gotta fuel the habit.
That's gotta be the highest DLC by far. I mean, I wonder what other. I'd like to see, like, what gears would you know, at least take one, like, you know, just that's including the PlayStation 2 and 360. So
PlayStation 3 and 360.
That's what I meant. Yeah, when I say PlayStation 2, yeah, PlayStation 3 and 360. So I'd like to see what, like, you know, the 360 compares, you know, the 360 sales of that compared to, like, a Gears of War, because I'm sure it's not even in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
But, and last but not least, well, actually, I'll throw one other thing in because I remember off the top of my head. God of War, Ghost of Sparta, it was announced that it's going to be coming out November 2nd, and it comes with a pretty cool bundle. I'm not going to really go into it. It's only if you pre-order it at Best Buy, Amazon, or GameStop. But on top of that, there was also a Madden bundle announced. I think they do one every year, to be honest. But the catch here is that it's $169 and not $199, what it usually is. So if you're really aching to buy a PSP, I guess now would be the time. Go for the Madden bundle. I don't know why you would buy a PSP, but
snap.
Yeah, there's nothing really out for it. Although I did buy I told you guys last week I got the Power Stone collection, which I still haven't played. I'm actually going to play that tomorrow on my ride up to northern New York. So looking forward to playing that. But yeah, other than that, there's really not that much coming out on the PSP. I don't think a game has come out for weeks on the PSP. So
nothing worth talking about, at least.
Nothing at all. Actually, yeah, I'll throw one more thing in. It's up on the site right now, but PlayStation is having a pretty good sale. Tomorrow, going through the week. I think it ends next Monday, the 9th. And it has, like, a lot of good PSN and PSP games for sale. I know Pixel Drunk Shooter is for sale. We were talking about that. Definitely pick that game up because it's awesome. And Fat Princess, among others. And if you have a PSP Go, if you're one of the 9 people who bought it, there's some pretty good sales on that, too, for, like, GTA, Chinatown Wars, and stuff like that. So check that out.
This sale's pretty great, but, like, I feel like Steam has just ruined me for sales.
Yeah. I mean, I
looked at it and I was like, just 15 games? Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I put, like, Steam type sales, but, you know, just not the same as a Steam sale. But, you know what? Sony's trying. I very rarely see, like, Microsoft sales go up.
It's great that they're doing it.
Yeah, so hopefully they do it more. And once I come back from my vacation, I'm going to sign up for PlayStation Plus and see how that goes. I'm just going to buy the 3 months and see how it goes. It's only $18. If it sucks, then whatever. Mm-hmm. But, and then for new releases, we'll get into for the home stretch. On the PS3 and Wii, Disney Sing It Family Hits. I think Bobby said you pre-ordered that, right?
Day one launch for me.
Nice. All right, so. Just kidding. That's I guess you can play you can sing I Just Can't Wait to Be King and
good, cause I can't.
Beauty and the Beast and stuff like that through your PlayStation 3 with your family, which is pretty awesome if you ask me. You know what, sadly, that's the best game that's released this week. I'm just gonna go down the list just for shits and giggles. Dora the Explorer, Dora's Big Birthday Adventure on the DS.
I don't know why that's a great game.
Yeah, that's true. You know what, I spoke too soon. Mahjong on it's Mahjong Journey Quest for Tikal on the DS. Monster Rancher on the DS.
And Monster Rancher on the DS?
Yeah.
I might actually try that.
Really? I never heard
of it. Yeah, have you ever played any of the other ones?
No, I haven't.
It was like it's kind of like a Pokemon game on the PS2, but the way you like unlock new Pokemon was you would just go and put a random DVD in, and it would just give you like a new like monster. So like my friend was just like scouring his house for as many movies as he could find to put in his PS2 to see what he could get.
Like the barcode scanner.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that actually does sound pretty cool. I wonder how they would do it with the DS though.
Yeah, that makes me curious if like they have anything similar to that, because that was by far like the coolest part of that game. The game part was actually just okay.
Well, if you pick it up, definitely let us know how it is.
I will.
Moving on, then, Calvin Tucker's Redneck Farm Animals Racing Tournament.
That's the second edition of the Calvin Tucker series.
There's a lot of... Calvin Tucker's making some games, and he's getting people to publish them. There's
Calvin Tucker's Redneck Barbecue, off the top of my head.
That was a hit, I think. I think it got like a 98 from Metacritic, like that one, but...
Hell of a game.
Definitely one of the big ones. The big titles this year. For the DSiWare, Hints Hunter, Pets, Dogs, Family, Matchup, Blaze Blue, but it's spelled BlayzBlooo. So I don't know if it has anything to do with Blaze Blue, the video game, the fighting game on the PS3, but I don't know.
It's weird.
Blaze Blue, Super Melee, Battle Action Royale. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. This one's a weird one. On the WiiWare, Deer Captor. I don't know who would want to play a game where you just capture deer.
Who wouldn't
deer hunting
want
to play?
That's true. I have to look at the other side of the coin. Who wouldn't want to? And last but certainly least, Fantasy Slots, Adventure Slots and Games.
I feel like if you change that to Fantasy Slots, more people will buy it.
Adventure Slots and Games, yeah. Totally. So not the biggest week in gaming releases this week, but... Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe Monster Rancher is good. Probably not.
The more I think about it, the more I feel like it's probably not.
But like, I wonder how you would do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe they have an attachment with DVDs in.
I can see maybe if like you play on the DSi using the camera, you scan stuff that way. But if you don't have a DSi, that would eliminate that. But
I'm gonna have to get this.
I think you
just
should.
Just so I know. Relive the old times.
I think you should, and just please do a review of it, because I want to check it out and see what it's all about. I mean, I hadn't heard of the first one, so, but I want to see how something like that would work on the DS. So definitely get it.
Consider it done.
Awesome. That was
I'll play the barcode battler, where you scan barcodes and you get to fight monsters.
That sounds actually like a lot of fun.
It's not, because it doesn't scan anything. And it's impossible to win. Your attack does like 3 hit points when their health is like 6,000. So unless
you need to scan some lesser barcodes.
Don't you love when like you, like I just said, like, oh, that sounds like fun. It's like, nope, it's not. It's just like, oh, all right, well, I'll just go fuck myself.
It crushed my hopes and dreams when I was 8.
Yeah, like, it sucks. Because that first second did sound interesting, like scanning stuff and like battling, and then you were just like, nope, it's not. Shattered. Spoiler alert, it sucks. Don't play it. But yeah, so that's all I got. Let me see if somebody sent us a question in like the last
minutes. I have a joke question.
Yeah, we always get joke
my favorite kinds.
Well, I posted on my Facebook, so people decided to have Will at it, but I'll read the one that's kind of video game related. What's better? Well, this is from Justin Boston. What's better, Mega Man 3 or being stung by 1,000 honeybees? Your thoughts?
I'm not a big Mega Man.
Honeybees don't sting.
That. Paradox. That's
a trick question.
Oh, so I guess by default.
Good job, sir.
By default, it would be Mega Man 3.
Woo!
I don't know if I ever played Mega Man 3. I've played the first one and the second. I can't remember if I've ever played the third.
I don't think I have it either.
But you know what? I'd rather play Mega Man 3 than get stung by anything, so...
Yeah.
I hate bees. They're like, it's like my biggest fear. I freaking hate bees. Like, I don't even want to think about it.
Just had to have the exterminator come to my house to get rid of a whole bunch. In my parents' room, you could hear them, like, in the walls. Like, just buzzing.
I wouldn't be able to sleep, dude. Like, you have no idea how much I hate bees.
Like, it wasn't like, in my room, so it was alright. So I didn't mind.
Like, it's not just like they're annoying. Like, if I, like... like, we have a big, like, butterfly bush right by where we park our cars, and bees are always in it. I have to walk all the way around, like, every other car in my driveway just to get to my car, which is right next to the bush. I hate them.
What are your thoughts on spiders?
Spiders I'm cool with. Me and spiders, like, if I see one in, like, my bathroom, I don't kill it. But, like...
Weird. I'm the reverse.
Really? I will destroy spiders.
Yeah, see, with me, like... Like, a couple weeks ago, there was a bee in my bathroom. I went and got, like, the biggest thing of bug spray I could and, like, emptied the bottle on this thing. Like, he was just, like, trying to get back up. I was like, fuck you, stay down. And I sprayed him again. Like, he wasn't getting up, and he wanted to. But I have no, like, love lost for spiders, for bees. Spiders I'm cool with. I'll just, like, pick them up and throw them outside. But I show no mercy when it comes to bees. And that's my bee rant for the week.
I'll be stay back with next week one. For our giant.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna be talking about harvesting your honey.
Exactly. But yeah, so that's all I have. I don't know if you guys want to throw anything else in there.
I got nothing. I got StarCraft to play.
You got StarCraft to play. I have to go pack.
Same. I gotta go beat that game.
Yeah.
And I'm actually probably gonna just write my little guide too.
Yeah. If you guys want to, you know, collaborate, whatever.
I listen.
Yeah, did I stop?
Listen.
What?
Fuck you guys. That was a great... stop, collaborate, and listen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Back with
God the... damn it.
That was like funny. That. You know how many times you get to throw like an iced tea?
Exactly.
In there? No, vanilla ice, sorry.
Same thing, whatever.
Whatever, who cares?
Both... Iced teas are going to be in Gears of War, though. Really? Ice cube?
Is
whatever.
Ice cube or iced tea?
I don't know.
One of them.
Are perfect.
One of them.
I think it's LL Cool J.
Law and Order. There we go. Went out there. Went there.
So that's it. If you guys want to send us questions, our email is warpzonegaming. Is it? Is that? I always forget it. Isn't that bad? It's just warpzone. Because you know why? Sometimes we use the, and other times we use.
Yeah, we should probably standardize something too.
Yeah, we should. We should. So email us questions at warpzonegaming@gmail.com, or you can just tweet us questions.
Forums.
Yep, we have our forums up, and we also have a Facebook page. So please send us questions because the first, like, you know, when we got those two questions, it was like Christmas for us.
Made our day. Made our week.
It did. That's actually, you know why? That's the only thing I come back to. I just, you know, always hope that somebody else sent us questions, and then
I get so excited when we get an email in the Warp Zone inbox.
Yeah, and it's
it
from
always
like,
disappoints me.
Yeah, and it's from like nothing. It's
spam. Oh, thanks, VodPod. Cool.
Yep. And then when I see that we don't have a question, I'm like, fuck, I just have to do this podcast again. Just kidding. That was a joke. But
we have a Facebook button on our webpage now, too.
What do we have?
Bottom left. You can click the Facebook button. It opens up our Facebook page.
That's awesome. So if you have a face, if you're one of the couple people who have a Facebook page.
What the new kids are doing, I hear.
Yeah, it's catching on. It's catching on.
We also have a calendar now.
Awesome.
Matt will
we
be
did
maintaining.
That. Awesome. I'm going to do that right when we get done. I'm actually
got game
excited.
Releases.
Yeah, so check that out.
And our all guest right. appearances.
Yep. Our book signings.
We'll be at Stony Brook on August 30th.
Oh, don't say that. All right, guys. So I will talk to you guys during the week, and hope to hear from everybody out there with some questions and just feedback in the forums, preferably, or an email. Any way you want. If you want to send me a letter, that's cool. Just anything.
I'll take carrier pigeons.
There you go. Smoke signals. Smoke signals work. Any form of communication, just do it. And so we'll catch you guys next week for episode 15. And yeah, so we're over and out. Until next week. Later.